Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on Signature Top Layer texture design with stock plugins in Ableton Live, specifically for advanced drum and bass production. This is one of those details that separates a loop that feels functional from a drop that feels authored. You know that sense when a tune has this upper atmosphere riding above the drums and bass, not just hats, not just noise, but this moving layer of air, grit, ghost percussion, metallic edge, and high frequency pressure that makes the whole thing feel alive. That's what we're building. And the key here is we are not just throwing white noise over a beat and hoping it sounds expensive. We're designing a controlled, rhythmic, mix-aware top ecosystem using only Ableton stock devices. So no third-party plugins, no dependency on some magic sample pack, just good decisions, good routing, and a bit of intentional chaos. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow for building a top texture bus that works in rolling Euro, dark minimal DNB, jungle-influenced stuff, and even halftime intros that flip into full speed drops. Let's start with the roll of the top layer, because this is where advanced sound design really begins. Before you load a single device, decide what this layer is supposed to do. In drum and bass, top layers usually serve a few specific jobs. They can fill the 16th note space above the drums, add brightness without relying on harsh cymbals, create motion in a minimal arrangement, make the drop feel wider and more premium, or carry atmosphere when the core drums strip out. A really useful mindset here is this. Don't make one top layer try to do everything. Especially in darker DNB, the best top layers usually do two jobs maximum. Maybe it's air plus groove. Maybe it's motion plus menace. Maybe it's width plus grit. If you ask one layer to be airy, aggressive, wide, rhythmic, metallic, and transitional all at once, it usually turns into a messy top-end problem. Also, think not just in frequency lanes, but in density lanes. This is a big advanced concept. Ask yourself when the layer should be busy, not just where it should sit in EQ. A strong texture bus usually has three density states: low density, where it's mostly air; medium density, where it gives light ghost activity; and high density, where it comes alive in fills, transitions, or phrase endings. That idea alone can make your arrangement feel way more deliberate. So, let's build the first layer, the bass noise or air layer. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Set the oscillator source to noise, ideally white noise or a brighter variant if your version offers it. Turn off anything you don't need so the signal path stays clean. For the amp envelope, don't let it just wash forever. We want controlled bursts. Try and attack around 1 millisecond, a decay somewhere between 180 and 400 milliseconds, sustain all the way down or very low, and a release between 50 and 120 milliseconds. That gives you something much closer to a ghost hat or noise tick instead of a constant hiss blanket. Now program a MIDI rhythm that feels DNB friendly. Use 16th note movement, but leave gaps. Accent some offbeats. Add a ghost hit before the snare. Make it slightly different every two bars. At 174 BPM, this should feel like upper rhythmic support, not a main hat loop. That distinction matters a lot. If this layer starts behaving like your primary hi-hat, it will crowd your hats and flatten the groove. We want it to suggest movement, not announce itself too loudly. Next, shape that noise into something mixable. Add auto filter after operator. Start with a high-pass mode, 24 dB slope, and put the cutoff somewhere around 4.5 to 7 kHz. Keep the resonance pretty restrained, maybe 5 to 12%. If needed, add a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Then follow that with EQ8. Use it to clean what the filter didn't solve. You can high pass a little more if needed, notch out any nasty whistly peaks around 7 to 9 kHz, and maybe add a gentle shelf somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz if you want more premium sheen. Here's the DNB specific warning. A lot of top layers fail because they have too much content in the 1 to 4 kHz range. That's where your snare crack lives. A lot of Reese harmonics live, vocal presence lives, and synth stabs often live too. If your top layer is noisy in that band, it will feel exciting for about 10 seconds and then start wrecking the mix. In a lot of cases, your top bus should live mostly above 6 kHz, unless you deliberately want some controlled percussive bite in that 3 to 5 kHz area. Now let's add motion, because static top layers are one of the fastest ways to make an otherwise good production feel unfinished. Add auto pan after EQ8. Set the phase to 0 degrees so it acts as tremolo rather than actual left-right panning. That's a killer stock trick. Start with a rate of 1/16, amount around 25 to 60%, and use a sine or triangle shape. Then offset it until it grooves against the kick and snare. This is one of those subtle pro moves. Don't just accept the default modulation position. Nudge it until the layer breathes with the drum groove. If the modulation is landing awkwardly against the snare, it'll feel disconnected even if the timing is technically correct. Another option is gate side chained from your hat bus or drum bus. That gives you a more sampled, jungle-adjacent top behavior, where the texture opens and closes according to the groove of the drums. Very organic, very useful, and honestly, an advanced move is to duplicate the layer and use both methods at low level. One copy can use autopan tremolo for regular pulse, and the other can use sidechain gate for more groove-reactive animation. Blended quietly, that gives you a much more complex texture than either one alone. Now we need personality. Noise by itself can be useful, but it won't become your signature. For that, create a synthetic character layer. Make another MIDI track and load operator again, but this time use a square or saw wave. Pitch it high, maybe plus 24 to plus 36 semitones. Keep it subtle and thin. This audio version is shortened for playback.